We had the news break yesterday that Josh Hamilton had lost his accountability partner, Johnny Nerin, going to the Milwaukee Brewers to join his brother Jerry as a coach on the staff there. And so now the Rangers are looking for someone else to babysit Josh Hamilton. Well, we have with us, in studio, I believe. You want to open the door and let him in? This
hey,
is...
guys.
Oh, man. We know
hey.
You.
Of course, it's me, the generic youth minister.
Yeah. You are Josh Hamilton's
doing? God
new...
God bless. Y'all having a blessed day?
Yes.
I think he wants to be.
You're his new accountability
well,
partner?
Well, no, I'm coming in because I heard about this story about, like, his chaperone's leaving or something.
Yeah, Johnny Nerin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I wanted to come in and volunteer to be Josh Hamilton's chaperone. And I know a little something about chaperoning, okay? Because I chaperoned the 8th grade handbell group on our trip to Pecan Land Mall in Monroe last fall.
That was a big trip?
Yes, sirree, Bobcat. And I tell you what, I kept him in line, and I was smart because I left the dome light on in the van the whole time after the sun went down.
Well, that is smart.
Yeah, I wasn't going to let any Roman hands find a little piece of heaven or anything, you know? Not on my watch.
Right.
Yeah.
So you think you could look after Josh Hamilton? You figure you just go to the all-sports station, and that'd be the way to do
sure,
it.
Sure. And, you know, I really think I can keep Josh out of those local beer parlors. and in the good graces of the Father, I can keep that marijuana pipe crack bong out of his mouth and keep the word of the Lord on his lips, because that's the key. We'll have prayer groups with him, and he and I can make, like, soap Bibles and God's eyes and do, like, coloring books about the Good Samaritan and stuff. You know, that's what you need. You can't have idle hands.
Right.
There's an old saying that idle hands makes you do meth or something.
Yeah, it's something
like
that.
But so instead of going to places with party kegs with Josh,
are you asking me?
I would like, you know, I would show him how to have a real Saturday night, a biblical Saturday night. I'd show him what I do on my Saturday nights. I'll take him to KFC, and we'd get a bucket of chicken.
Yeah.
And some good butter biscuits. And especially if I have them Cajun spicy crunchy wings.
You like those?
Oh, those are just... You talk about heaven in your tummy. That's a little taste of heaven right there.
Sounds like a great Saturday night.
Yes. We'd have a good time. I'd show Josh what a good time really is.
Okay.
And you like baseball too, right?
I love baseball, George. I love it. Our last senior pastor was the only guy in our church who was a bigger baseball fan than I was.
Is that right?
Unfortunately, he was fired.
Why?
Because he loved baseball a little bit too much. Well, we were having a watching party in the fellowship hall. And when Nelson Cruz missed that ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Our pastor let out three MF words.
Uh-oh.
And then some very non-biblical alternate names for Hispanics.
Oh, my gosh.
It was horrible. Everybody's jaw hit the tile in the fellowship hall.
Well, I guess so.
And we were having an ice cream social at the time, too, and everybody dropped their spoons.
Well, yeah, he shouldn't be doing that.
You know, and while I'm here, let me invite you guys to church.
Oh, that's okay. Nice
y'all
of you.
Y'all need to come on by
what's
the church.
Going on?
Well, we got a lot of stuff coming on. We have lots of fun. Y'all ever been to our contemporary service?
Not yours, no, but I've been to them
you
before.
You need to try it. It's fun. You don't have to get, like, all dressed up for God or anything. You wear casual clothing.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we have a young delusional band that can play contemporary hits like Say, and Hit to Be Square.
Say. God. Well, that does sound like fun. Maybe we'll drop by.
I'm sure this would be appealing to you because, you know, you'd have to go on the road with Josh as well. And you may, I don't know, you might have to room with him. You might really enjoy that.
Whatever it takes to keep him on the straight and narrow. Mm-hmm. Straight and narrow, Craig. And so, and also, I want to invite you guys, and I brought you some of our flyers here for our roller skating party next week. Our youth group's having, and we're also going to have, you know, some of the adult singles are going to be there too.
George can do that. I'm busy next week.
No, you guys, come on. I'll come pick you up in the church van.
All right, what are we doing?
We're going to skate for the Lord.
Okay.
Skate for the Lord.
What's the catchy title?
You can come on out and join the Holy Rollers. That's what we call ourselves. And it's not going to be boring. We're going to, like, reverse direction sometimes and do the hokey pokey and maybe even, like, shoot the duck.
Shoot the duck. Okay.
So y'all come on out, okay?
All right.
And you get word to Josh Hamilton, the generic youth minister, wants to be his chaperone.
Okay,
we'll pass it on to him.
Or I guess they call it like an accountability partner or something like that. That's kind of the liberal Barack Obama name for it.
Yeah, maybe so.
I'll see you guys later.
Okay, we'll see you. Bye-bye.
Youth minister with us here on the Dustin Miller Show. It's 8:51 on the ticket.